listen to it. You have to listen. You have to figure out what's going on. So...
Now, Mr. O'Toole, there seems to be some confusion as to why you are before me. Are you charged with murder?
No, you're just a ship, no way!
Good, I'm glad of that. There's an awful lot of murder around.
Far too much murder around, yes.
Well, are you charged with stealing?
Stealing, Your Honor? No, sir, no!
Good. I'm glad that there's an awful lot of stealing around.
An awful lot of stealing around.
Well, are you charged with arson?
No, Your Honor, no, sir.
Good. Because, you see, there's an awful lot of arson around.
Stop. Just keep it around here anyway.
Just a kid. Every little Indian girl along the way got her into my car and tried to give her a kiss. I'll give you a peace and warmth, whatever it takes, yeah, to make you trip. She jumped into the back seat, she kind of flipped her lid. She said, "Tiny something for nothing, like a pilgrim."
Nova Power 103 FM. Love that song. John Cougar Mellencamp making you hungry, singing about hot dogs and hamburgers. The good news about the Michael Jackson competition. If you have figured out what those three songs are that Cassidy Jones has been playing at breakfast time, and it wasn't too difficult, but you haven't got it in yet. You haven't got your entry in yet. Today, you have until 6 o'clock tonight, all right? You can bring your entry in to Radio Nova at 144 Upper Leeson Street and hand it in. If it's postmarked today, I reckon we'd probably take it as well. Loads of entries, so if you haven't got it in, you will not win. You won't have a chance of winning the two tickets to go and see Michael Jackson at Wembley Stadium next summer. Thank you, Keith Prowse Travel. And you want to give him a ring, too. Give them a ring at Keith Prowse Travel and see if they have any of those packages left. I reckon they probably go like hot cakes, the proverbial, because these packages are very good. You get your flight over and back, and two nights accommodation, I think so. And it comes to about 169. It's a very good deal. You should ring up and see. And as I say, get your entries in by 6 o'clock, no later than 6 o'clock this evening, if you've been identifying those songs that we've been playing. Before 1 o'clock, I want to play Hothouse Flowers. I want to borrow a tenner off Bob. Phew. Do you want to hang around and see me try and work a miracle? We'll see what happens before 1.
The rush is on, and No Name in Walkinstown is leading the field when it comes to fashion for Christmas. The very latest fashions for the festive season are now in No Name and at prices which make our competitors gasp. Ask anyone. Just now, No Name is a winter wonderland of fashion. You save on everything at No Name. A different type of store open every day, including Sunday from 11 to 7. No Name, Balfe Road, Walkinstown.
How is all there? Listen, this is Santa Claus here with an idea for you about Christmas presents. Isn't it the same old problem every Christmas, thinking up new ideas for presents? Oh, I should know, because I hear all of them, like, you know. Do you ever think of giving a car stereo to someone? Isn't that a gas idea? You say, you get it installed for them as well, and I'll tell you where. Highway Hi-Fi and Alarm on Rathgard Avenue. Should they have a bigger range than I have? And when you're getting the car stereo, you can organise an alarm system as well. I'm getting a car alarm fitted on my sleigh, because a sleigh's not all that hard to break into. Know what I mean?
Highway Hi-Fi and Alarm, for a new approach to Christmas presents.
Everyone knows Collector's Corner. Collector's Corner, upstairs in Dunleary Shopping Centre, with its great variety of giftware for all the family. Choose from pottery, china and crystal, brass, silver and gold, jewellery, old and new. The welcome's friendly for the whole family at Collector's Corner. They'll box, wrap and gift card everything for you, free of charge. At Collector's Corner, on the top floor, Dunleary Shopping Centre. Collector's Corner, the gift shop for the whole family.
Radio Nova. The music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
Radio Nova. The music's just begun.
Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
And it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her. Love to me, swore. My toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that I love the Lord. It feels so fine, oh. Thank you. cold blowing warm into my face. The sun is shining on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. Yeah, there's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way.
Power 103 FM. I've nearly got the nerve to do this. I'm a bit short, a bit skint after the weekend. You know the feeling? I haven't any money left. I want to borrow a tenner off Bob. But I can't bear to face him face to face to borrow this tenner. And so what I'm doing is I'm ringing him up in the newsroom. If I can just get this act together here. Because I saw what happened last time. Hello?
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 Hello, is that Bob?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Bob, it's Pat here.
Oh, it's Bob here, yeah.
It doesn't sound like Bob to me.
Well, it is. I'm Bob, all right.
Are you sure you're Bob?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right. Well, listen, Bob.
Yeah?
Could you lend me a tenner till Friday?
I'll tell him as soon as he comes in.
Yeah. Well, the angel's smile is what it on women's blast. What a good place to be. Don't believe her. Close all the minds and they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, then you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe her. A good place to be. Don't believe her. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe her. Oh no. Cause it's never been happy for me. Don't believe her. Don't believe her. Don't believe her. Don't believe
her. Again
and again and again.
Today at the Pi Centre Dundrum to witness a man who has put cycling right into the 21st century. A man born and reared in Dundrum who has been an ambassador both to his community and his country as the motorcade comes down Main Street Dundrum as well-wishers and fans flock in a flurry of excitement. For this man, it's routine. For this community, it's a welcoming sight as he steps to cut the ribbon of this mega cycle retail warehouse and deadly silence descends on the crowd as our national hero speaks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the super megastar open.
What am I now? As the penny fading bicycle star.
Shut up, you.
The trap is all over them.
And you're right past.
Cause I'm all right. It's just the fans found the sale a bit more exciting than they found me this time.
The Penny Farthing's latest outlet, the Pi Centre Dundrum, beside the Dundrum Bowl, also at Angel Street and Bray. Telephone 780-568.
This Christmas, look no further than Owen Mulhall, Dunleary Golf Club, for these extra special Christmas offers. Golf clubs, Sporting Epic, full set, £180. Ladies and gents sets, half price. Golf balls, all leading brands, £14 per dozen. Golf bags, half price with practice ball bag free. All wool in tarsier sweaters, two for the price of one. Lightweight deluxe caddy carts, half price, plus a full range of electric caddy carts. All reduced in this year's annual Christmas sale. Now on at Owen Mulhall, Dunleary Golf Club, for all your golfing needs and gifts.
From Dublin on 738 AM and with the Philips CD system, 101.03 FM.
Radio Nova.
Independent radio news at 1 o'clock with Tina Gates and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. In Dublin, a man was shot by Gardaí during the course of an attempted robbery at a petrol station. The attempted robbery happened shortly before 10 this morning at the Shell service station at Violet Hill on the Finglas Road. A detective guard is said to have fired at the two raiders who were armed with a rifle and a hatchet. The wounded man was shot in the stomach. He's said to be in his 20s. He's been taken to the Mater Hospital, but his condition isn't known. The second raider escaped.
Four shotguns were found by Gardaí during an early morning search in the Cherry Orchard Green area of Ballyfermot. The guns were found in the back garden of a house. No one has yet been charged in connection with the find. It's said that no subversive involvement is suspected. A Catholic man stabbed yesterday in West Belfast is reportedly seriously ill in hospital. Three men have been charged with attempted murder and are to appear in a magistrate's court later this morning. Meanwhile, a customs building at Ballyshannon in County Donegal was petrol bombed last night. Gardaí say the prefabricated building, which was closed to the public at the time, was extensively damaged. Gardaí say they recovered two petrol bombs that didn't explode. Forensic experts are at the scene to carry out an investigation.
Soviet leader Mr. Gorbachev is meeting British Prime Minister Mrs. Thatcher at RAF Bryce Norton on his way to the summit in Washington with President Reagan. Mr. Gorbachev arrived at the Oxfordshire Air Base on schedule at 11:30 this morning. The talks are expected to last about 2 hours. It's understood Mrs. Thatcher is urging the Soviet leader to destroy Soviet chemical weapons and reduce the size of the country's conventional forces. Mr. Gorbachev's wife, Raisa, was visiting a local school during the talks.
President Reagan will go into the Washington summit with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev without advisers. White House Chief of Staff Howard Baker said, quote, "I doubt that any president has ever been better prepared or more psychologically prepared." The first of five meetings will take place tomorrow morning. Afternoon, they are expected to sign the deal to eliminate medium-range nuclear missiles. The two leaders are also expected to discuss possible 50% cuts in long-range nuclear weapons.
Kuwait has accused Iran of firing a Chinese-made silkworm missile into its territorial waters. The missile is said to have landed near an oil-loading terminal 20 miles south of Kuwait City. It's thought the attack could have been a bid by Iran to underline its warning to the Kuwaitis not to lend the U.S. Navy a barge to be used as a floating observation post in the Gulf. Meanwhile, a fire on board a Singapore tanker attacked by Iranian speedboats in the mouth of the Gulf on Saturday is still raging out of control.
French police have arrested several dozen Iranian exiles in a crackdown on Iranian opposition. The Interior Ministry in Paris said the Iranians were being expelled for militant actions which threaten public order. The exact number were not given, but all are members of the People's Mujahedin group, which is opposed to the government in Tehran. The move follows a recent breakthrough in a diplomatic crisis between Paris and Tehran.
A search in Burma for a Korean airliner which crashed more than a week ago is still going on. Officials involved in the search say the Boeing 707 almost certainly went down in the Andaman Sea, but there is a chance it crashed in eastern Burma. Relatives of the 115 victims, all but two of them South Koreans, are expected to arrive in Thailand later this week to attend a memorial service. The service is to be held in Thailand because contact with the aircraft was last made there.
About 500 students are reported to have clashed with police in Peking during a protest against the killing of a fellow student. The student was stabbed to death at the University of Foreign Economic Relations and Trade on Saturday. His colleagues carried wreaths and wore white mourning badges as they marched through the city. The clashes broke out as the students approached the city government offices.
In Britain, two gunmen said by police to be very dangerous are being hunted after an attempted raid on a security van in Oxford. Roadblocks around the city have been set up. The incident took place about 16 miles from RAF Bryce Norton, where Soviet leader Gorbachev arrived for his stopover talks with Mrs. Thatcher. Shots were fired in the robbery attempt, but nobody was injured. A security guard was hit on the head with a gun.
33-year-old businessman John Cannon has made a further court appearance, charged with kidnapping missing Bristol bride Shirley Banks. Mr. Cannon was again remanded in custody by Bristol magistrates. He's to appear again before the same court next Monday. There was no application for bail and reporting restrictions were not lifted.
The financial report at the beginning of another working week, and on the European market, the pund is today worth 88.70 pence sterling, 1.5915 US dollars, 266.05 Deutschmarks, 9.02 French francs. The pund is strong against the lira, 1959 lira today, and 179.50 pesetas. On the London market, the AM fix on spot gold was $480.90 per fine ounce, and at the close of business on Friday, spot silver was at 368.0 per fine ounce. Financial Times 100 index at 12:15 today was up 18.9 at 1601.7. And on Wall Street on Friday, the Dow Jones average completed the day down 9.79 at 1766.74.
And Dublin's weather. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain or possibly sleet. Also some brighter sunny spells. Winds are easterly and light to moderate, force 2 to 4. Drying conditions are moderate with the Bay Area high expected today around 7 or 8 degrees Celsius.
Independent Radio News at 5 minutes past 1 from Tina and me. Good afternoon.
FM. Good afternoon from Pat. Music at munch time. Oh, Mondays. Oh, dear. Be a few people counting the bruises today in England. I don't know if you ever accidentally tune into rugby league on English television, do you? It's not off and on. It's just as well. Well, depends on your preference, I suppose. But this was an incredible game. This is from the, there I was watching a fight and suddenly a game of football broke out. York was playing Dewsbury. It was a second division rugby league match. All 26 players got into a scrap. That is every single one of them. It lasted for 4 minutes. Both coaches got involved. They went in and threw a few punches. One of the directors of York went in and they say that he threw some punches as well. What a fight. It makes your average GAA game look a little mild by comparing 26 players all in. Just as well they only have 13 a side, isn't it? I gave the number I have for Dermot O'Leary a call earlier on. I was going to phone him, Dermot O'Leary from the Bards. And he wasn't there. He'd gone out early, do some work. So I'll give him another go tomorrow. But I'm going to play that song of his in just a minute. Now you're sucking diesel.
Now, that is Philips Moving Sound. Check out Philips Moving Sound. A bright new range of personal stereos and ghetto blasters that break away from the average. Moving sound. Fun shapes, fun colors, serious sound. You can take them anywhere. Philips Moving Sound. More than just stereotypes.
The gap on the ground is now open. Clothing prices slashed. Many items are clear. Big Fish, £6. Blonde Blue Sweats, £5. Polo shirts, £3. Mini Invest tops, £1. At the Gap Underground, 39 Henry Street.
In the range of hiking boots at Braemac, there are boots for people who answer the call of the wild by scuffling through the autumn leaves in Phoenix Park. Right up to the full alpine boots for the professional climber. Before you head for the hills, see the range at Braemac, the outdoor specialists in Lower Liffey Street.
If you suddenly find yourself without wheels, contact Lawfords of Cork Street. For only £80 a week plus VAT, Lawfords will give you a 1987 replacement car to see you through. Lawfords will deliver and collect your replacement car free. It's like having a second car when you have Lawfords of Cork Street. Phone 710067, 710067 to get back on the road with Lawfords.
The sound of Europe, Radio Nova.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dermot O'Leary, and the Bards. Let's slave to the rhythm.
You ladies out there, does your man treat you fair? Does he give you the best of his time?
It is never Tom, and you're always alone. Don't fret, don't sweat. You're mine.
The crack is 90.
Wake up in the morning after a hard night down the night. Take a look in the mirror. Must have left me hair in the hiatus. that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, give me a break. One day we'll do fine.
Comes and goes. 'cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Nova Power 103 FM with Dublin Today this evening between 6 and 7. Dublin Today will be taking a look at the problem of air pollution in Dublin. There will also be an interview with a participant in the Abbey Theatre Workshop Group and a feature on liturgical dance and its role in the Catholic Church. There will also be an interview with three members of Aslan, tipped to be the next big band from here to be successful in Britain. All that, plus the gig guide, the cinema guide in Dublin today, this evening, and every evening between 6 and 7 on Nova Power 103 FM. Did you see this guy last night?
Oui.
Tough guys, still not 25, dying on their feet. Coughing, honking, catching cigarettes, and still out on the street. Well, they got no money, nowhere to go. Fathers are 2, 3, maybe 4. What are they gonna do? Got a busted mouth in a fight last night. He says he's okay. Going down to the workies club that's left to buy you something strong and take the pain away. Joys of Christmas. Joys of Christmas. Northern Star.